You know what? I'm sorry about last night. How many times have I said that? Sorry. Sorry about last night. Sorry about that. I won't do that again. Can you forgive me? Welcome back to the Sorry About Last Night podcast. Hope everyone's doing well.
Amazing.
Sober. Free. I love this song. Fucking Pearl Jam. Shit, man. I always wonder if Eddie Vedder's been in sobriety. This song's called Inside Job. If you ever get a chance, look at the lyrics. I mean, how could this be any more about being sober? You know, it's songs like these moments where you realize it isn't about not drinking. I mean, clearly you can't drink or you're not going to be available for any of this shit, but...
Underneath this smile lies everything.
Like, underneath this smile, what am I hiding? An inside job today. Inside. What's that mean? It's my choice. I create what goes on inside my head. I choose to feel just how I am. I choose to feel how I am. That's some fucking shit right there. That is, I think when I got, one of the things about getting sober was, you know, like I've mentioned before, you know, I use a 12-step program and it's explaining and it's filling in all the gaps and it's telling me why I'm this and why I'm that. But in the end, I choose to feel how I am. I was talking to some friends last night and the topic of accountability came up. What's accountability mean? You know, you show up for your job, you're being accountable. But accountability was, and my buddy Matt used to say, as long as you're a victim, you're never fucking going to get any better. And I'm like, well, what does the fuck does that mean? As long as I'm a victim, I'm never going to get any better. I'm not a victim. I'm not. Yeah, right. I can imagine, you know, wrecking my car, sitting on the side of the curb with my fucking car smoking, wrapped around a pole with my hands in my face going, why me, God? Why? Victim. Zero accountability. I choose to feel. Did I make that choice? Is that like, I've always said, I haven't always said this. I always feel like everything I do is a habit. And all my habits are created by the people that surround me and what they allow. You know, if I crashed my car, flopped out, put my hands in my face and said, why me, God? And then somebody said, God was confused. You know, now there's two people in the crime, right? And is everything just my fault? You know, I have the two greatest parents, and unfortunately, I've been going through, you know, my mom's had to go into home, and I've really had to do a lot of reflecting and think about what a big role my mom played in my life. But a lot of the shit that I've gotten into, my parents, I think maybe just because I was adopted, maybe they've, and we've talked about it, and they've always said, you know, we wanted, you know, it was always a unique situation due to the fact that I would always probably wonder who my, and I would use this as growing up, you're not my real parents. You don't love me. I want to find my real parents, trying to create hurt, trying to find an excuse, not being accountable. All my problems are because I was adopted. I would choose to feel how I am. I would choose to blame my adoption. I would choose to blame the fact that they weren't my real parents for all my problems. And I didn't do that a lot, but I definitely pulled that one out of the drawer every once in a while. And reality was, this is too, and now as a parent, I can kind of reflect on this, but, you know, looking back, two of the most amazing people ever. You know, it's hard enough to, like, have a kid and love them and take care of them, but to, like, pick a couple of kids and take on that responsibility, that's 10 times tougher, really. I think, you know, you want to make them happy. You don't want that. You don't want them to ever go, you're not my real parents. So you do all this shit that you can to make them to love you even more and to make everything even smoother. And I always tell my dad, if my boys or my kids put me 1/10 of the shit that I put them through, I'm fucking throwing them out. They're out. And I don't blame my parents. It's tough. You know, we're always trying to, you know, figure it all out. I wish they might have been a little harder on me. Maybe I didn't at the time. I don't know. You can't look back, but it's a tough situation. Love this song.
Tried to kill her.
I used to try to kill her. I see.
I think looking back, you know, one of the greatest gifts I've gotten from sobriety is that me choosing to feel how I am. I've said this before, all my problems are just being inconvenienced. I think one of the biggest things about getting sober for me was really learning that. Like, wow, this is actually a really big gift. I didn't really sign up for that. I signed up because I wanted to stop drinking. I didn't realize that I was going to, through all this, figure out that I choose to feel how I am. You know, there was times prior to getting sober, I'd be like, you know, fuck this shit. What's the matter? I don't know, but fuck it. You know, there was no reason. There was no core problem. It was just fuck it. I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like you. I don't, there's a point in the program or in a program where you really make this list and you try to figure out what your fucking problem is. And, you know, I don't like that guy. I didn't like a lot of people for no reason. There was a lot of reasons, but I couldn't tell you them. And one of the cool things about getting sober in this program was that time where you make that list, you know, Mr. Brown. Fuck Mr. Brown. Well, really, what the problem was, Mr. Brown makes more money, Mr. Brown has a prettier wife, Mr. Brown has a better car, and you have none of that shit. And I think one of the biggest gifts that I've gotten from getting sober was that. Okay, fuck July. Why don't you like July? I don't know. Really, why you don't like July is because, you know, we have a ton of tourists that come here. We have a ton of traffic. You know, it's a big inconvenience. That's what I don't like. It's identifying the shit that you don't like, recognizing it, and either being like, okay, well, I still don't fucking like it, But that's why. It's not just because I'm just this toxic pool of garbage. It's that I actually have a reason. I don't like this because of this. And I can either do something about it. I can move. If it's that big of a problem, move. Move away. I choose. If I choose to stay here, I say, listen, it's traffic. It's okay. What else can I do? Or do I just want to focus on the problem or try to figure out part of the solution, right?
I choose to feel.
I'd love to know if he's fucking sober. Well, I know he's not sober. I see he's drinking wine, but how do you learn that shit? Or does someone come in and tell you that stuff, that it's an inside job? You know, one of the funny things is that, you know, you have a 12-step program. The first step and the last step of that program is really the only part that really, the first step is really the only part that talks about alcohol. The rest is about living. It's about life. I was telling somebody that I wanted to do this podcast, and they're like, well, you can't talk about the program. I don't know what they'll do. But this shit, AA didn't create, or these programs didn't create this stuff. They stole these ideas. I do understand that you want to talk about a program because you don't want to put it out there in a way that maybe someone else is going to be like, that sounds weird. I don't think I want to be involved. You don't want to screw up somebody's opportunity to try this program. And I definitely get that. Those programs saved my life. Those programs saved my life today. And the last part of that is I'll always have my hand out for anybody that's struggling with any sort of addiction. That's the tie that binds us, right? Binds me. But it is, you know, it's an inside job today. I choose. I don't do it perfectly every day. I think from the guy that came into trying to get sober 23 years ago to the guy today, my motivation, my medication, all the things have completely changed. You know, it's about mental medication today. It's about the suffering, you know, the self-centered life. I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility. I came in as a guy that drank too much vodka and did cocaine and drugs and was a fucking complete trash can of a human. Abusing this spiritual vehicle that I've been so freely given, this body. Abusing it. Yeah, I think that's kind of a theme in my whole life. You know, if something's been given to me, I've never really given a shit about it. But if I've had to work for it, I've had to earn it, maybe I appreciated it more. And we start off life with this big freebie right here. Here's your body. Here's your car. Here's your vehicle. Go on. Do with it as you wish. And, you know, life comes in and the wants, the self stuff. Some of us treat it better. Some of us definitely don't. I did not treat my vehicle very well for a long time in my life. And even I didn't treat my vehicle very well for a big part of my sober life. And then when I started to want to treat my vehicle better, the motivation, the ego, what was my motivation? You know, it's like all this weird shit comes at you and you think you're trying to do the right thing, right? You're trying to be better. But really the fact is sometimes it's about, you know, getting a better job, making more money, meeting better women, whatever it was back then. And it kind of hides in the corner. But later with time and more program and more meetings and more relationships with friends and more conversations, more things get revealed. And then you, you fucking trip and bust your ass and completely humiliated, and then you take another hard look at where you've come and how far you've gotten, and then you almost start over again. It's crazy, right? Pearl Jam is my favorite band. We do a Pearl Jam podcast if anybody's interested. Well, I'm just practicing sharing things. I just need to kind of get this stuff out. And it comes out like in you know, big waves. Like, it's not a nice mellow stream of information that comes out of my head. It's just a ton of thoughts. And I always say, listen, if you're struggling with alcohol and you really want to quit. Stop. Or if you just want it to be like the main topic of, you know, conversation about you, take that conversation somewhere else, right? Come here, let's brush the hair out of your eyes. Fuck no. You want to get sober or not? What do you want out of getting sober? What did I want when I wanted to get sober? Better job? Better wife, better, more recognition. What did I want when I got sober? Or did I just want to hide from explaining that I got stitches again? I don't know. That's a good question. Why did I want to get sober? Why do I stay sober? I don't know. But hey, that's just a bunch of fluffle nuffle. Check it out. Stay sober, man. Keep getting sober. Keep working on it, and we will talk to you later.